Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. I had no idea that the QWERTY keyboard that we're used to using that started back on manual typewriters was really designed not for the ease of typing, but to keep those metal keys from jamming up inside a manual typewriter. Well, here we are, more than 100 years later, still using the same kind of a configuration of letters. But there is a new competitor for the QWERTY keyboard known as the Call. Joining us is lecturer in human-computer interaction at University of St. Andrews in the UK, Per Ola Christensen, one of the team members behind the Calc keyboard. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Thank you.
So let's talk about what your new keyboard looks like. How have you arranged the letters to take advantage of thumb typing?
So what we did is that we carried out a series of human factors experiments. So first of all, we investigated the best grip, so the most ergonomical way of holding a large mobile phone or a tablet. So we examined six different grips until we identified the most optimal grip. Thereafter, we studied how people can move their thumbs concurrently in the most efficient manner to hit the keys. So using that data as input to an optimization algorithm, in conjunction with a huge amount of training texts, we basically used an optimization algorithm to search among millions of possible key arrangements. And the end result is the keyword Calc.
Okay, and so the letters are arranged according to how frequently they're used, is that right?
So actually the way we thought about the letters is that, A, we want to maximize the alternation of the left and right thumb. So when the left thumb is approaching a letter, the right thumb should already be making its movement to the next letter after that. So we call that the hover-over technique. So actually, in our keyboard layout, the right thumb is responsible for about 64% of the same side taps.
Fascinating. And it's a split configuration. So you've got a dead part in the middle of the keyboard. All of the vowels are on one side with a few other letters, and on the left side, they're all consonants.
Yep. So the split is also done at some QWERTY keyboards also use a split QWERTY. That's actually what we compared against when we did our performance experiments. But the split is definitely necessary on large phones and tablets.
Because otherwise, no way you'd get a thumb reach to be able to type the
letter. Yeah, you would basically experience a thumb strain, right? Because you have to strain your thumb to reach the keys. So it's important to point out, it's not just about speed. It's also to support a more ergonomic thumb typing in general on tablets, so we can avoid RSI, for instance.
In your test runs, how much faster was typing on your Calc keyboard than a QWERTY?
So we compared our Calc keyboard against a split QWERTY keyboard. And the Calc keyboard was on average 34% faster than a split QWERTY keyboard.
Wow.
And it took about 8 hours of practice, though, before people typed faster using Calc compared to the split QWERTY keyboard, because the keyboard layout is new, so you do have to relearn the way you type with your thumbs.
When you say 8 hours, you mean of continuous usage, or you mean that was 8 hours spread over a period of time?
It was 8 hours spread over a period of time. Yes, I would not recommend anyone to type for 8 hours in one sitting.
I was going to say, you've got people with huge thumbs, very developed ligaments. All right, we're talking about the new keyboard. My question for you is whether you would welcome it, or do you feel like you are so wedded to the QWERTY keyboard that you memorized it so many years ago that adapting to a new keyboard, new letter configuration, in something you'd be interested in, or do you feel you could adapt? 866-893-KPCC, 866-893-5722. There is a competitor to the QWERTY, the Calc keyboard. We're talking with one of its developers from the University of St. Andrews, Per Ola Christensen. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. The QWERTY keyboard takes a long time for people to use. I remember, back to taking typing in school and whatnot. It seemed to me it was a lot more than 8 hours to get that down. Do you think that the Calc is more intuitive for people to memorize?
I'm actually old enough to also have to learn the QWERTY keyboard layout in typing school, and it takes about 20 to 30 hours to learn how to touch type on a QWERTY keyboard. So I think, though, once you learn how to touch type, it sort of becomes easier to learn a new keyboard layout. I don't have any definitive evidence for that, but that's a hunch.
That's interesting, because I would have thought it was the opposite, that if you have the QWERTY embedded, it would be harder to learn the new one, but you think it primes the brain for it.
I think so. And one interesting point, actually, is that the QWERTY keyboard is actually fine for desktop keyboard typing. So typing with you on your laptop and your regular desktop keyboard, please go on and use the QWERTY keyboard. It, by sheer coincidence, as it turns out. So Christopher Scholz, the American who devised the QWERTY keyboard, he designed it to avoid mechanical jamming of the keys, right? Because old keyboards, basically, or typewriters, work much like a piano, right? You hit a key, a hammer falls down and makes an imprint on the paper. And if you hit two keys, which are close to each other, the hammers have a risk of jamming. So what he did is that he distributed the frequent letter key pairs to the left and right-hand side of the keyboard. And as it turns out, and this was done all before people invented touch typing. So people didn't invent touch typing until about 15 years later after the invention of the QWERTY keyboard. But as it turns out, because he distributed the frequent letter key pairs to the left and right-hand side of the keyboard, actually, the QWERTY keyboard is pretty good for 10-finger touch typing. It's not optimal, but it's not that bad. It's a disaster for thumb typing on a big phone.
So that's why QWERTY, the keyboard, has stayed, you think, is because it really isn't that bad if you're using conventional touch typing.
Yes, and actually that's a matter of debate among economists. Some people even jokingly call it QWERTYnomics. Why has the QWERTY keyboard prevailed? So I think the consensus is that the QWERTY keyboard is good enough. So we can have something better, but it won't be that good that there's an incentive for us to relearn a new keyboard layout.
Do you think that if there's widespread adoption of the Calc keyboard for those thumb typing, that it's going to have an effect on the language itself? Does word usage, language reflect the keyboard?
We've seen some of those effects when it comes to people typing short messages on their old dial pad-based phones. Hopefully not, I would say, as a lecturer. I'd like people to type in proper, type proper sentences in English. But it's hard to know, really. Yeah, but we have seen some of those effects, actually, particularly when it comes to dial pad keyboards in the old mobile phones.
Jane writes on the AirTalk page at kpcc.org, I've been using Dvorak keyboard for years. It's not too hard to learn a new keyboard. I guess that's a competitor of QWERTY already, but how much usage does that get? Parola Christensen?
So actually there's a matter of debate if the Dvorak is more efficient than QWERTY for sure, but it's a matter of debate how much of a performance improvement it actually results in. Because as it turns out, Dvorak's experiments back with the U.S. Navy, well, some people have cast those results into a bit of a doubt. They seem to have not been carried out correctly. But I would guess, because based on my measurements, I measured the performance of the QWERTY keyboard layout for regular typing, and we have found that people on average can type about 70 words per minute using a QWERTY keyboard. And that's average. Some are faster, some are slower. And I would say that is pretty fast. And so I think I still retain my position that the QWERTY keyboard is good enough. But yes, it is not that hard to learn a new keyboard layout.
And the Dvorak, that the idea there is what? You use your hands more equally between the two than with the QWERTY?
So it's optimized for 10-finger touch typing. So basically, you don't have to move the fingers as far to reach certain keys. So it's also more ergonomic. So it is a better keyboard layout. I'm not disputing that whatsoever. But I think the incentive to switch is not strong enough, and that's why the QWERTY has prevailed.
When is the public going to have access to the Calc keyboard you've developed?
So we're actually releasing an alpha release tomorrow, and actually let me give a word of caution to your radio listeners. It turns out that someone has released a Calc keyboard already. So it's a very bad design, and I don't know who has released it. We didn't do it. So please don't email me if it breaks your
okay.
Android phone.
So when is the official approved version coming out?
We're actually releasing a test version tomorrow for the public.
And how can people get a hold of it?
They can go to Google Play, so it will be available on Android phones. We would make it available on iPhones as well, but Apple doesn't let us replace the built-in keyboard.
Okay, so but with any Android phone, you can use this as an app and it'll replace the built-in keyboard or only some models?
It will work on modern Android phones. If you have an ancient Android phone, it may not use. But let me emphasize, it's designed for big phones and tablets. So if you have a for example, an HTC Touch, which is a pretty small Android phone, it doesn't really make much sense.
Okay, because when you get that gap in the middle, it's going to make the keys on each side too small. Is that the downside?
Yeah, and in regular, we haven't really done extensive testing. I mean, it may give a performance improvement, but we don't know what it is. It wasn't really designed for that.
All right. We're talking with lecturer at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland, Per Ola Christensen, one of the team members behind the new Calc keyboard, which debuts with its new app tomorrow. David in Venice here on Air Talk.
I know that you've done a lot of work on this and spent a lot of hours, but what about voice activation technology? It seems like since Siri and other Google recognition and Apple recognition that people are typing that way just by talking.
So that's a great point, and I think speech recognition has improved a lot. I've actually done quite a lot of speech recognition research on my own. I think the bottlenecks with speech recognition are primarily two. One is the privacy implications. So if you're at an airport, you may not want to speak your confidential emails to your boss. And the second one is the difficulty of correcting errors in speech recognition. And that's something people are addressing, though. For example, we actually had a system designed already back in 2009 that leveraged the touchscreen to let people choose among the next best hypotheses among the speech recognition results. So I definitely think speech recognition is getting better, and I think it actually has a chance of being, you know, a complementary modality to typing. But I think typing will stay, primarily because of privacy reasons.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate it, David. Good to talk with you. Marianne in Inglewood, you're on Air Talk.
Hello. I have a big question about what about us one-handed typists? Jumping back and forth between those two split boards is going to waste lots of time for me.
Yeah, it doesn't sound ideal for you, Mr. Christensen.
So that's a very interesting point. So the QWERTY keyboard is actually horrible if you use, for example, a single finger to type. Because it distributes frequent letter key pairs to the left and right-hand side of the keyboard, you have to literally zigzag between the left and right-hand side all the time. And the same is, of course, true with our Calc keyboard, which optimizes this phenomenon, right? That makes it even more exacerbates it. However, interesting to know is that people have actually tried to come up with optimized keyboard layouts for single-finger use as well. And those keyboard layouts, for example, one keyboard layout is called Atomic. The basic idea there is to cluster all the frequent letter key pairs around the center of the keyboard.
Well, that makes a lot of
sense. For some reason, they never took off. For some reason, they have been available. I even believe some of these optimized keyboards are available on the Android App Store, but for some reason, they never took off.
Do you recall the name again of the one that puts most used letters in the center?
One is called Atomic, so A-T-O-M-I-K.
All right. So, Marianne, you might look out for that and see if that would help you for the way you type. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page at kpecc.org. Bucky writes on the page, I think this is going to give overwork to thumbers. They'll become overstressed. Using all your fingers spreads out the stress. Dr. Christensen, what do you think?
So the basic idea with optimizing the keyboard layout for thumb typing is actually to reduce people's effort, right? So the more optimized we make the interface, the less you have to move the thumbs. So the less you will strain your thumbs. So why spend 14 minutes typing an email when you just have to spend 10 minutes typing the email? That's my first point. The second point is that we actually factor in the anatomy of the thumb when we design this keyboard layout. So it's much more thumb-friendly, so to speak.
And pretty much all thumbs are created equally. I mean, there aren't big differences in thumb design person to person.
There's probably some differences. So this was basically designed based on a sample of university students. I cannot say how much thumbs vary across the entire population. I wouldn't imagine it would be a big problem, but of course children have smaller thumbs.
Sure. These are very fit college student thumbs. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page. Would you use this new Calc keyboard if you are a thumb typer? Would you prefer to have this for use on a larger phone or on a pad? Would it make more sense to you? Because with the thumb, obviously very difficult on a larger screen to be able to hit the touch screen in the center. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Is this something copyrightable or is it impossible to copyright the configuration of a keyboard?
I think it probably is possible to file for a design patent, but actually I wouldn't do that. I would be delighted if this become a standard keyboard layout and part of our society. And I actually view this as an experiment, right? So we release this app for free, and now we can see if it will catch on. Because previous attempts to optimize keyboards have sort of failed. But I think in this case, we have a very, very good business proposition, because the increase in speed and the better ergonomics really makes sense if you like to thumb type on a large phone or a tablet.
But you wouldn't
the future will tell.
But you wouldn't necessarily make extra money off this, sounds like. You see this as a contribution if it catches on?
So, actually, as I told TechCrunch about a week ago, I mean, there's a lot of work underpinning this particular keyboard layout. So in the process of developing this keyboard layout, we have actually devised new optimization algorithms that allow us to take behavioral aspects of how users use certain different user interfaces into account to create optimal user interfaces. And that can be applied to many other user interfaces as well. For example, menu structures, and you can create certain optimized interfaces for example, for motor disabled users.
So there are
many, many applications of the underlying technology. We're not just optimizing keyboard layouts for thumbs. There's much more to it.
All right. Very good. Well, we wish you best of success with this, and sounds like something people will certainly give a try to and see what they think of the Kalk keyboard. Per Ola Christensen of St. Andrews University in the United Kingdom, thank you very much. Appreciate your being with us. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. We have much more to come in the way of news as well, and we'll also talk about larger employers. They're apparently considering cutting part-time hours for employees.